Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about growing in greater things. We all have some desire or level of our version of greatness. And God says there's some greater things that He wants to give us, that He wants to produce in us, that He wants us to do, that He wants us to be. And today we're going to take a look and consider what life would look like for each of us if we were to live with a greater testimony. 1 John 5, verse 9 says, "We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which He has given about His Son." There's a great value in your testimony, in your story of your encounter with Jesus. There's greater value in God's testimony of who Jesus really is. I think one of the difficulties that we often have is we tip the scales the wrong direction. We put more value on man's testimony, on a person's testimony. You've probably heard it said, "Well, my God wouldn't do that," because we base our decision on what I think, what I feel, what someone else has said. And the importance of God's testimony is that it's always true. Our testimony is flawed. We don't remember everything correctly. We don't observe everything correctly. We don't understand everything correctly. And so we have people, all of us to one degree or another, trying to redefine God because of our testimony, because of our experience, because of the testimony of others, because of their experience. Instead of redefining our experience according to God's testimony. One of the reasons we struggle with obedience is we're not so sure we have to. You spend time driving. A friend of mine used to call it our acceptable level of disobedience. We get used to the fact that we can drive a certain amount of miles per hour over the speed limit and nobody cares. We're never quite sure what that magical cutoff number is, but we kind of take our best guess and we take testimony from others and we drive accordingly. Some of the YouTube videos I watch of police encounters, from a good perspective, day in the life type video, I have people arguing. "I stopped you for going 67 in a 55 mile an hour zone." "Well, that's not right. I was only going 59. I said, "Okay. You just admitted you were exceeding the speed limit. I'll write you a ticket for that. Even though I have proof that you were going faster, I'll take your admission, your testimony." And then they try to argue, "Well, 59's okay." "No, the speed limit's 55. "But everybody drives." You know the story. You may have used the story. And when we do that with God's word, we dilute the truthfulness of His testimony. because we make it out to be something it isn't. We substitute our testimony. And we tell people, it's okay. God understands. Well, He does understand. But we still ought to heed that greater testimony. His understanding doesn't necessarily equate an acceptance. His understanding typically is all about His patience, His long-suffering, desiring that we would repent and change. Not that we would keep on participating in the sin that we like. And this greater testimony is a testimony that puts God's word first. And then we compare our own testimony. We compare the testimony of others and make them obedient to the testimony of God about His Son Jesus, about Himself, about us. So as we pray today, consider your testimony. It has value. It ought to be shared with the people that you interact with. They ought to know how Jesus works in your life, how you came into relationship with Him, how He sustains you. But be a student of God's Word. Learn a greater testimony, the testimony of God about His Son Jesus. And as you share your testimony, share His. And in so doing, you'll lift up Jesus in a way that He will draw people to Himself in truth and in love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to know You. And Father, sometimes we take the easy route. And we create a belief system based on our own testimony, based on the testimony of people. And we forget or we neglect to align that with the greater testimony of Your Word, of Your testimony. So God, help us to return to that which is greater, to consider all that we know, consider all that people say, and filter it to the truth of Your Word for accuracy, for truthfulness, for helpfulness. And God, as we share about Jesus, as we lift Him up, may we be honest. And may we do so with a greater testimony as we share the truth of Your Word and how the truth of Your Word has changed our experience, how it continually changes our experience, how we've not arrived yet. So our story is good. It's useful. But it's not complete. There's a greater testimony where God, You Yourself complete our story. We are made whole at home with our Savior. God, help us today to grow in that greater testimony as we lift up Jesus, that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to invite you, if you're not connected with a church home here in the South Bend, Mishawaka, greater Michiana area, join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive, South Bend, Indiana. This coming Sunday, June 6th, I'll be starting a new series, Summer with the Sun. We're going to be looking all summer long at the Sermon on the Mount. Sit with the Son. Learn from Him. Grow in truth and in grace. If you're connected elsewhere, feel free to stay connected there and be involved. You can always listen along and learn as we post these messages online as well. But if you're not connected with a fellowship of believers, it's good to gather with others, to worship God, to learn together, and to encourage one another. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.